to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 922 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. Once again, I've got a great episode lined up for us. In today's podcast, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out. You know I talk more about those free seeds later on in the show. Before we get too far, I want to send a big thank you shout out to our friends at AC Infinity. That's right, all of my grows are set up with AC Infinity lights, controllers, cameras, monitors. Why aren't yours? Make sure you check out acinfinity.com and use coupon code IREARMY at checkout to save 10%, or use the link in the show notes and in the video description. This is the part of the podcast where I cordially invite you to join us at the Dude Grows Cup. That's right, the Dude Grows Cup is coming back to Longmont, Colorado, June 5th, 6th, and 7th. I will be there. The Dude Grows crew will be there. Mike will be there. The only thing we are missing is you. Come hang out with us at the Dude Grows Cup, June 5th, 6th, and 7th. Make sure you check dgccup.com for all of the info. And I do encourage you to book your travel and accommodations very soon, because a lot of stuff is selling out in that area, and we don't want you to get left out. dgccup.com. Come hang out with us. And that is a good way to segue into the next piece of advertising. I have added three new t-shirt designs to the website. That's right, there are three t-shirt designs on the website. They are listed as a pre-order. These t-shirts are not available yet. We are taking pre-orders. My goal is to have these shirts printed, delivered, and shipped to you so that you can wear them to the DGC Cup. That's what I'm hoping for. I want the whole crew to show up in Irie Army, Grow From Your Heart podcast, or Irie Genetics merchandise. Show up, wear your gear proud. If you show up to the Dude Grows Cup wearing Irie Army, Irie Genetics, or Grow From Your Heart podcast merch, like a t-shirt, a hat, a hoodie, show up, stop by the booth, say hello. If you're wearing merch, I will give you a free gift. So pre-order those t-shirts. They're available right now at Irie Direct. Go get those shirts available on pre-order. I must make a disclaimer. These are pre-ordered shirts. I'm going to say that a bunch of times. They are not ready yet. They are a pre-order. They will ship mid-May. Everything is listed on the website very clearly that it is a pre-order. The thing I must stress, if you make an order that includes a pre-order item and you order other items, nothing will ship until the pre-order items are ready. I only charge you for shipping one time, so I'm only going to ship one package to you, and that will include your entire order. So if you need the rest of your order sooner, I recommend making two orders. Order your pre-order merchandise in one order, and the other things you might need sooner, place another order for those items. I understand that may be frustrating, but it is better than waiting for the product that you need. Excuse me for the throat clearing there. Shout out to my friends at Green Dot Labs. So the pre-order is underway. Make sure you hit the website. There are three great designs, one brand new design, one updated design, and one repeated design that a lot of people liked. So go hit the website, pre-order your merch. It will ship to you. You will wear it at the Dude Grows Cup. I will give you a high five and a free gift. All right, where are we? I want to send a big shout out to my friends at the Jug Dealers podcast. That's right. I went up to Denver on Tuesday and I hung out with Grambo and I hung out with Jaron and of course the rest of the 5-8 crew up at the 5-8 at the Jug Dealers studio. They need a cool name for that. Does it have a cool name? That is a cool little studio. Their place looks super nice. Grambo did a great job decorating and making it look like a great studio. Very comfortable and accommodating place. So shout out to Jaron, shout out to Grambo, and of course a big shout out to Gabe. Gabe had the day off. I filled in Gabe's chair that day. Gabe, thank you for letting me sit in your chair, buddy. Great podcast, great environment. I had a lot of fun. Jaron is a super smart dude. Grambo's an awesome producer. Everybody else in the building was super hospitable and cordial. Of course, they sent me home with a nice little gift pack of New Millennium products. So big shout out to all of my friends at the Jug Dealers podcast at New Millennium at 5-8. The whole crew, great warehouse, impressive thing you got going on there. But most importantly, stay tuned because I will be on the Jug Dealers podcast at the end of this month. I think it is the 30th or the 31st of this month. I don't even know if there are 31 days this month. But one of those 2 days, I will be on the Jug Dealers pod. Make sure you check it out. Shout out to my boys. And I will be back because That was one of the quickest hours that has ever happened. They said, okay, go. And then they said, all right, we're done. And I said, that was an hour? Wow, man. All right, so shout out to those boys. And I do think that is all of the advertising we've got here. I've got one more call to action. This is what we call a call to action. There is a seed ban coming up. We've talked a lot about the seed ban. There will be illegal to ship seeds across state lines very soon. I encourage you to get your seeds now at iredirect.com. Yes, that is shameless advertising. But what I'm going to say is I want to do a lot of episodes about breeding seeds. With the seed ban coming up, it's going to be growers' responsibilities to create their own seeds, or it may make things easier for growers to create their own seeds. And there are a lot of people out there who are already on the quest to learn how to create their own seeds to become self-sufficient. I would like to help you with that. I know how to make seeds, I know how to breed, but I don't know what your questions are. So I encourage you now to, I still want all your normal grow questions, but if you've got breeding specific grow questions, now is a good time. Shoot me all those breeding questions and I will be doing multiple breeding episodes over the next couple of months. And we're going to turn you guys into top level breeders. I think that's what it is time for. A lot of you have come along a long way in the growing career. I've seen a lot of you go from amateur growers to really good growers, and a lot of you are curious about breeding, so I think it is time to start teaching you about that. So send me those specific breeding questions, and I'll do my best to get them charted out and get you guys helped out. I'm going to write a bunch of breeding podcast episodes, and I'd like your input. So shoot me your breeding questions. Let me know how I can help you. What questions do you have? And we'll get those dialed in and get some breeding shows banged out for you here in the next few months. And also, I will keep you updated on the seed ban. And if just in case you don't know, the government has decided that November 13th, there will be a new law that goes into place that will ban shipping our favorite seeds. A lot of people are fighting to make that not happen, to get extensions. At this point, it's going to happen. We don't see any changes, any updates, any... But also, there was a meeting that was supposed to happen on this topic, and the congressional people supposed to do it didn't even happen. It never happened. It's like they all just decided not to go. So I don't know what's happening, but I will keep you updated. But we're going to want to make our own seeds, so let's get that episode figured out. All right, I'm rambling. We haven't even gotten into the favorite part of the show. This, my friends, is the part of the podcast where we give away those free seeds. I've got multiple websites. One of them, I have to be careful the way that I say it. I've got to put some space now between the word that I just said and the words that I'm going to say. But if you go to my place, there is a row of tabs, and one of those tabs does say Grow Help or Grow Questions. If you click on Grow Questions, you are given the opportunity to send me a grow question. I said opportunity. I know I said it. Opportunity. You can send me a grow question. If I read your question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free prize. To send those questions, I recommend Irie Genetics. That's where you'll have to go. Find the Grow Help tab there. The first question came from somebody named VikingFan420. Big shout out to VikingFan420. Make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free prize. And the question goes a lot like this. It says, hey, Rasta Jeff, I'm a fairly new grower now that my state is legal, and I started growing autoflowers, and now I have one of your sour diesel to blueberry cookies going, and it's in flower. I know it's a 9 to 10 week flowering strain, but, and this is a very popular question that we have not addressed in several years, so this was overdue. It says, when do I start counting those weeks? And that is a very good question. When do we start counting those weeks? Then they elaborate, do I start counting the day I flipped? Or do I start when I start, do I start counting when I start seeing pistils? And by the way, this plant is the stinkiest, dankest smelling plant I've ever grown, and it has me wanting to stop autos. Yeah, bro, abandon the autos. I think you'll be much happier with the photo periods. I'm just confused on when to start counting the flowering time. Viking fan, this is a good question. This is a very good question for a lot of growers that are just jumping on board, and I haven't answered this in a while. Day one is the day you flip to 12-12. That is the day. It's not when you see pre-flowers. It's not when you see pistils. It's not day one minus the moon phase plus how many weeks in veg divided by the amount of days it was in a clone. None of that is real. It is the day that you turn that light to 12 hours on and 12 hours off. That is day one. And some people are going to say, why do you get to decide that? Because I fucking printed that on the package. I made that decision. I know that. I wrote that. Now, it's not just me. That has been, that's like the standard that has been in horticulture, especially in the ganja world. That is how it goes. That was all of the breeders that you talk to that are making seeds, that are putting time on their packages. We are going by the day that you flip. Some outdoor growers may do it differently because outdoors, you don't get to write down, I changed the time to 12-12 this day. Outdoors, you will have to kind of judge based on when you start seeing pre-flower and pistils start popping up. That's a completely different way to do it. That is outdoors. I'm talking about indoor cultivation. Day one is the day that we turn that light timer to 12 hours on and 12 hours off. 12-12. There you go. That is day one. So my dude, Viking Fan 420, I hope I answered your question. And if you've got those blueberry sour diesel blueberry cookies, they're pretty easy to grow. They're going to get out of control very quickly. They grow fast. They grow wide. They grow tall. But the most important part is let them finish. Let them go long enough. When you think they're done, let them go one more week. All right, my friend, Vikings Fan 420, make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free prize from Irie Direct. All right, let's keep going. There is another question here. This one came from Carmel Cottonmouth. That sounds good for some reason. It's a good strain name, Carmel Cottonmouth. Anybody out there? I'm not going to use it. If you've got a Carmel strain, Carmel Cottonmouth came from our friend. All right, this one said, and this is a great follow-up to the last question. It says, you said day one of flower starts the same day you flip the light cycle to 12-12. Yes, I say that. When is day one of veg? That's a really good question. Is it the same day you popped the seed? I hear people saying they veg for 5 weeks and then flip. My plants don't even seem big enough to flip that early, and they end up going 8 to 9 weeks before flipping, sometimes longer. Thanks for clearing this up. So the most important part is that you are doing what works best for you. The days, the weeks, the calendar, that the plants don't care and you don't care about that. You shouldn't. That is the amount of time. You said 8 to 9 weeks, do it that long. If that's how long it takes for you, that is the right amount of time. Don't let anybody tell you that 5 weeks is better, that 12 weeks is better. If 8 to 9 is best for you, that is best for you. You know that room, those plants, your needs, your rhythm, your cycle. That is what I would do. But now let's focus on the question. When is day one of veg? I don't even really count days of veg. A lot like you, I know when the plants are big enough. Now in a commercial environment, I do have a schedule and a cycle of how many weeks I'm going to go. So I guess we go from either clone or seedling, right? You got your seedling. It's a little baby plant. You got your clone. It's in the cloner. And then we're going to go into our, well, sometimes those seedlings are already into the 4-inch pot. So let's just say for a seedling, I would say that it goes into veg when it's actually a plant, when you get like the real leaves on it and it's established. And you get to decide when that happens. Like that's a baby and now that's a plant. That's when you say that it goes into veg. You get to make that decision on your own because it's not, there's nothing critical here about that. I like to do, my breakdown is a 9-week veg cycle, I guess you would say, but it's a 9-week prep phase because that's from the day that I cut the clones. I've got 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks. Cut it from the cloner to the pot is 2 weeks. Then it goes from the cloner into the first pot for about 2 or 3 weeks. Now we're at 4 or 5 weeks, right? Then I'm going to pot it into its final pot and it'll be into there for 4 or 5 weeks, just depending on how the needs go. There's a week adjustable in there. Most of that time, it ends up to be 9 weeks. We got 2 and then 7 somehow. 3, 4, 5, and 2 just divides up. 5 and 2, that's 7, right? Yeah, so 9 weeks, that's usually my veg phase. And I don't pay attention to when it goes from clone or seedling to veg. That doesn't really, it's insignificant to me when it's big enough. That's really the right time. Some people may say when it goes from clone to a pot, that's day one of veg, but it doesn't, there's nothing critical. We don't have to do anything at day 53 of veg. We can say when they're about this big or when they're ready. That's what veg is, how I run my veg. I don't really have a, I wish I had a better answer for you. We could say that day one of veg could be when it comes from the cloner into the pot, or when that little seedling gets its first true set of leaves, or when it starts branching out, or when you put it into a 4-inch pot, or see that's, and you get to make that decision. So that's the best I could give you for that one, bro. It's more critical when it comes to the flowering period. That's because I know how many flowering days it needs. I don't know how many veg days you need to set up your grow. If you're going to grow, you could veg 14 days. In some situations, I veg for 2 to 3 weeks. In other situations, I veg for 9 weeks. So like I'm saying, it just go as long as you need, set it up in your own, set your own standard for that. Is it the day that you put it into the pot? Is it the day that you turn the light from 24 to 18.6? Is that a thing? That's what some people do. Some people start them on 24 hours of light, then they'll turn it to 18.6. Is that the first day of veg? I really don't. For me, it doesn't matter that much, so I don't have a locked-in day. All right, I'm just rambling at this point. My friend Carmel, make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free prize from Irie Direct. And speaking of Irie, I almost said the last part, and I can't say that. I caught myself there. I'm trying to be careful with YouTube, guys. YouTube has gotten very tight with some of their restrictions. We can't say certain websites. We can't say certain words. And they're taking down my videos at about one video every other day. It was one per day. They've kind of taken a break, but yeah, they're cleaning out my videos. So I'm trying to be careful with what I say. On that note, click like, click subscribe. If you're not already subscribed, please do subscribe. That way you don't miss any of my amazing ganja ramblings. All right, let's keep it moving. There is another question. This one came from Breaker1348. Shout out to Breaker. This question says, I love the show, brother. I listen to the very end every time. I can't miss the awesome reggae vibe. Bro, thank you. A lot of people dig the reggae song at the end. I'm glad you like it. It says, I'm writing you from Prohibition Land. Shout out to our friends in Prohibition Land. Be careful, be safe. It says, I have a question about growing with New Millennium. I know you use it. Yes, I do. I use a hybrid of New Millennium and a couple other things in there. It says, I grow in 27-gallon SIP containers, which is sub-irrigated planters, just for those of you who may not be familiar, with Coast of Maine Stronghold Blend. That sounds like a great mix. Can you offer some advice on how to implement New Millennium's nutrient line into a SIP to grow some beautiful buds like you? Thank you, by the way, for saying my buds are beautiful. I have to stick with a SIP container due to travel. Oh, that all makes sense, dude. That makes sense. And you can't ask a lot of people, you can't ask anyone for help because you're in Prohibition Land. Yes, that makes sense. Thank you in advance for the advice. Keep crushing it from Breaker. Breaker, thank you for the good question. So it sounds like you've kind of got the SIP figured out. You just need advice on the nutrients, which we can do very easily for you. I would recommend, if you're new with New Millennium, I would suggest going to their website and buying the new bundle. There's a small bundle that will get you started. If you want bigger bottles and more shit, please do get those and tell them I sent you. But you can start with the little bundle. I should go to the website now and see what it's called. I'm going to try to keep talking while I'm searching. But they do sell a bundle that has just about everything you need in there to get yourself started. New Millennium popped up really quickly. BDAC standard what? New Millennium. No, that's I'm building stuff. That is the wrong product. Shout out to that wrong product I just gave a shout out to. Here we go. New Millennium Nutrients. There is a combo pack. Let me try to find it. And then if you get that pack, it'll come with just about everything you need. All your bases and a couple of boosters, your additives. I don't see it on the website, but I did see they were advertising it on the page before this. I know this is not good podcasting, but I'm trying to help you out. New Millennium Combo Pack. It is on Amazon. Combo pack, 1 quart of Equinox, Spring Green, Summer Shift, Autumn Gold, Winter Frost, Ruby, Fulvic, Decision, Lightning Star, and Appetate. That's really, that's a great package right there. It's a $300 package. It'll get you started. And everything that you need is in there. Let me see if there's one product because, yeah, use all of that. I do not recommend, and the folks at New Millennium are going to, they're going to say, you're saying not to use a product, but yes, I would not use the Carbonaria in the sub-irrigated planters because it may clog any lines that you've got. I'm not sure how the water is getting to that, but if you've got a reservoir that's running water to it, I would not use the Carbonaria. It is very thick, and it will carb up your stuff, and it will also cause you other problems down the line. So I recommend getting this combo pack and any other boosters that you'd like to add into there. They made a few new great things. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to talk about some of the products that they just gave me. Some of them are new, but there's a bunch of great new stuff. But I definitely recommend because the Equinox, the Spring Green, the Summer Shift, and the Autumn Gold, those are your base nutrients. It gives you a very adjustable line. Then you got your Winter Frost. That's your the gateway jug. That's to get your stuff finished up nice. You got the Ruby. I use Ruby with every feeding, 5 mL per gallon. Decision will help you turn into the flowering phase. Lightning Start will help get your roots going. And PK Appetate is not just it's not necessarily a bloom booster itself. It helps your bloom boosters Be More Bioavailable. So that's a great lineup right there that I would definitely recommend. And I would feed that just like New Millennium recommends. What they say on their bottles, I would start at maybe 3/4 of that. I'm not going to read each bottle for the recommended dosage, but if your math comes up to where it says use 100 mils, maybe do 75, and then just reduce it by 25%, start at 75% strength, see how the plants react. I bet you can get up to 100% because the formulators at New Millennium are very smart. I've been talking to them about an idea that I've got. But for using New Mill in a sub-irrigated planter, I would mix it up just like they say to on the package here, just like they say on the New Mill website, and I would feed it just like that, except maybe reduce it a little bit at the beginning, just because there's nothing between, there's not a lot of, what are you using? You're not using cocoa. So yeah, use it about 75% and then adjust and make sure that your pH is correct. We always want to adjust the pH. So mix it, pH it, get it into your reservoir or feed it through the bottom, however you're doing it. And I think that this lineup will work very well. That's just about everything you need. The combo pack, it's $299, and that should get you through a full grow. If you've got bigger bottles and more of them, go for it. But I recommend starting with this little combo pack. It's really easy. It's cost effective. It's affordable, and it's going to work for your sub irrigated planters. I think all of the New Millennium products will work great with your sub irrigated planters. The only thing that I would pay attention to, like I said, is that carbonaria will clog the shit out of all of your emitters or your drain or your tubing. I'm clicking on new products here. Let's see what else they've got to offer. We've got the base nutrients. We've got Decision, the Carbonaria. That's the only one I would really skip. And those are all that's on the website right now that they're offering. So I'm not going to talk about the other stuff that I was going to tell you to grab, but new stuff coming out. So make sure you pay attention. Shout out to our friends at New Millennium. If you do grab some New Millennium products, go to their social media and tell them your order number and say, hey, Rasta Jeff sent me and this is what I bought. I don't work on commission or anything. I just want Jaron to know that you guys are watching the show. All right, my friend Breaker, make sure you check your inbox because you do have a coupon code. And once again, shout out to my friends at New Millennium. It was great timing. I got that message right after I went and saw their beautiful warehouse. Let's keep moving, boys and girls. This one came from another friend. This one came from my buddy Big Chungus. What up, Chungus? Feels like I read one of your messages just recently. Did I already do this one? Because I do remember seeing your name, bro. Maybe I did this twice, but here we go, Chungus. Free seeds once again, my dude. It says, first off, thanks for putting out the Lemon Jeffrey. I was pumped to get my hands on them, and I really appreciate you continuing to release quality genetics. Yes, dude, thank you for noticing, and I'm glad you got some Lemon Jeffrey. There was a very limited release of those, and some people were big mad. Now it says, quick question for the podcast. When do you personally feel is the ideal time to flip to 12-12? I know all of our questions are based on timing today. Do you go by plant size, node count, root development, veg time, or something else? And does that timing change depending on the cultivar or how aggressively the stretch is? All right, this is a really good question. So when to flip? I've got a lot of different genetics to play with. So this is going to be, we've got a couple of different scenarios to talk about here, and you had the right idea. The first thing that I do is try to group my cultivar into plants that grow similarly. So I've got some plants that I know are always going to be taller and bigger than the other plants. Gary Payton is always a tall, stretchy plant. Who's the other girl that goes next to Gary? The Machine is a gigantic plant every time. Lemon Jeffrey goes in that row. The back row is always Gary Payton, Lemon Jeffrey, The Machine, and oftentimes Han Solo Burger and GMO because they're giant plants and they take off. So those plants, I know that they get really big. I would flip them a little bit earlier than some plants. Now we could talk about Blueberry Cookies or Orange Gasm or Cushies and Cream. Those plants don't take off as extreme, so I would group them together and perhaps veg them a little bit longer. So it's all about kind of knowing your cultivar. A good rule of thumb, I think, for a tent grower running some new stuff is to veg it, I would say veg about half the height of your flowering allowance. So if you've got a 6-foot tent, I think they're 6 feet tall, you've got a couple inches for your light. We've eliminated a few inches there. Now you need about a foot of space, maybe 18 inches, maybe more, depending on how healthy and strong, how healthy your plants are and strong your light is. We need a little gap between the light and the top of our canopy. And now I would measure whatever that space is to the top of the pot, and I would measure about half of there. And when you get to the half mark, that's about when I would flip. So about half of the allowed flowering space height is usually where I would flip on new stuff. But sometimes we don't know these cultivars, so maybe go a little bit earlier. If you see the plant taken off in veg, maybe think about flipping it a little bit earlier. So you said, do you go by plant size? Yeah, plant size is my main determining factor. In a commercial environment, I know that my 2 weeks in clone, 3 weeks in a small pot, that's 5 weeks, and 2 weeks in a large pot, or no, we go 4 weeks in a large pot, that's 9 weeks. I know that that works on my schedule. So I've kind of made that my production schedule, and I go with how big the plants are at that time, but it works out because they're just the right size. So that's my commercial production schedule. On a home grow, I wouldn't veg as long because I don't need them as big. But like I said, it's all about, and also I trellis. I do a lot of bending and popping and twisting. So if I'm going to run them raw dog with no trellis, I would veg them. If they're blueberry cookies, if they're orange gasm, I'd veg them to half the height of the room. If it's Gary Payton, Lemon Jeffrey, Han Solo Burger, GMO, I would veg to a third of my allowed height. And that's usually about my knee. I'm a tall dude, but that's about my knee. So taller plants veg to about knee, thigh high. Other plants will veg to waist high. And I'm a tall dude. My waist is about 36, 38 inches off the ground. So about a foot and a half to 3 feet is my depending. In a tent. That's in a tent. But now if I'm going to scrog these plants, if I'm going to trellis them out, my veg time may be completely different because now I'm going to veg until I fill that tent or that trellis. And is that's going to depend on how many plants are in the room. If I'm doing 9 smaller plants, I can twist them into there a lot better. If I'm doing 4 smaller plants, it may take longer time to veg them into that trellis. So it's all situational. I go by size. Node count, I don't even count nodes. The way that plants grow, there's node spacing, and you could have 2 plants next to each other that have 6 nodes and 32 nodes and be the same height, just based on the node spacing and genetics of that plant. So I don't even count node spacing. That shit doesn't ever matter to me. Root development. I know my roots are healthy because they've been vegging that long at least, even if they're in a 4-inch net pot. So let me talk about that. I just ran a 3x3 tent with a few plants in there that were done in 4-inch net pots, 4-inch squares, 4x4x4 little cubes of dirt. And those vegged for about 2.5-3 weeks. And then I flipped them, because I knew that those would get root bound. Those were just little testers, experiments. I wanted to see what they would do. I kind of just wanted to grow for fun and take some pictures. And so those were little. It's all situational. It's all about the needs. So plant size, node count, root development, veg time, something else. In a commercial environment, it's all about the schedule. It's all about just having them on track and on time. But I like to fill the space. Fill the space and get as close to my lights as I can so I can maximize the productivity of that tent. That's kind of the idea. Subcool taught us, if I gave you a box, would you get just a bunch of buds in the box and have some weed in there? Or would you figure out how to fill that box with as much weed as possible? You're going to fill the box, right? So that's the way that I think about vegging. I want to fill the room, make sure that I've got enough veg space in there that plant will fill up my flowering space and produce what I need without overcrowding and growing into the light. And the way that I manage that is a trellis. So it's all about the size and the goal. I would grow up to about half of the size or a third of the size and then flip that, or fill out your tents and then flip it. If they're fast, aggressive growing plants, flip them at knee high. If they are regular growing plants, I guess you could say, flip them about waist high, and I think you should do fine. If my waist is 36 inches and you got a plant that doubles in size, you're going to have a 6-foot tall plant, so maybe go a little bit earlier than that. But you see what I'm saying, about knee high, thigh high is generally about where I flip them. All right, I hope that made any sense because you got me on a good ramble. Chungus, make sure you check your inbox, my dude, because you've got a coupon code for a prize at Irie Direct. All right, we've got one more question here. Let me make sure that I've got all the notes covered. Make sure you click like and subscribe. All that fancy stuff. My notes jumped, so I'm lost. YouTube's not going to tell me. Yeah, YouTube's not going to share me with new people. So if you want more people to watch the show, you have got to share the podcast. Also, don't feel discouraged if I don't read your questions here on the podcast for the free beans. I've got a lot of questions stacked up. Your question could be next. Also, keep sending them because your question could be next. And once again, I do encourage you send those breeding questions because I want to answer breeding questions. All right, here we go. This one came from Shay. Shout out to my new friend, Shay. It says, I'm wondering how much I can defoliate flowering plants before it no longer has a beneficial effect. That is a very good question. It said, I feel like the plant needs them, but at the same time, I want to free up the light for those pretty buds below. I'm growing in a 2x4 tent. Thanks for being super chill and taking the time. Very happy to help you out. Make sure you check your inbox for that free prize. This is a good question. They're asking about defoliating their flowering plants. We do want that light to penetrate and get down to the lower bud sites and get everything lit up in there. That's partly why I recommend the trellis. We can get more of an even canopy. You don't have that one big bud up there blocking everything. Let's take off some leaves. That's where we're focused. I mainly focus on anything with a long or purple petiole. If the petiole is long enough to reach up there and snap it right off, take it off. You said cutting leaves off. I did skip some of this. It said cutting leaves off. Don't cut. Simply use your fingers. If you have to cut, you're probably taking too much off. Get in there and anything, if you can grab it with your thumbnail and you can just pluck it right off, that leaf can come off. But if you need to get in there with scissors, I wouldn't do it. And my general rule of thumb is anything with a purple petiole, that is the leaf stem. So you got your buds. I'm trying to make my arm a bud. Let's do a water bottle. This is the water bottle bud here. You got your stem of your leaf coming off like this, right? If it's a long stem leaf like that, whack that right off there. Just give it a little downward pull. It'll come right off. So anything with a petiole that long or longer definitely comes off. That's 2.5 inches, I guess. Maybe 2 inches. G.I. Joe's that tall. So it's 2 inches, dude. So any petiole coming off is like 2 inches, snap that bad bitch right off there. Then selectively take off anything smaller than that. If it's purple, if it's 2 inches, take it off of there. Then strategically remove stuff that's smaller. And then learn about how that leaf is feeding that node or feeding that bud. Just think about that. Learn where, so if you, the light is hitting that leaf, you can see where it's connected. The big leaf is controlling, is giving that branch energy. Then the littler leaves are giving that node energy, and the smaller leaves are giving that bud energy. So just think about where you want to move that bud from, that leaf from that bud. I know that was a jumbled sentence. Move that leaf from that bud. But you can defoliate all those big petiole stuff. You can defoliate all the purple petiole stuff. Then the secondary stuff, be very strategic about that. I wouldn't take a lot of that off. If it's getting crunkly, if it's getting a funky color, if it's purple, then take it off. But most of the time, just those bigger leaves. All right, I think I answered that question. You said, thanks for being super chill and taking the time. Thank you for the great question and for noticing. I'm super chill, bro. That might be Green Dot Labs' fault. Shout out to my friends at Green Dot Labs. Also, shout out to my friend at Special K Glass. That's right, I'm rocking a tie-dye that came from our friends at Special K. Also, they sent me another thing that I can't put on camera here, but it works very well. It's made out of glass. It's about this tall, and it goes blah, 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 and makes a great noise and has a great chugging feature to it. And it kind of messed up a couple of days in a row because it's been my new lunchtime friend. It works really, really good. So shout out to my friends at Special K Glass. Give them a follow. I don't have Instagram, or I would tag them, post them. You guys got to go follow Special K Glass on Instagram. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's what we've got. I'm going to wrap it up quickly because as soon as I say bye-bye, you guys leave. You don't even get to hear the shout-out. Big shout-out to my friend, let me do that correctly. Big shout-out to my friend Badlands. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mama a hug for me. Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and then I go find the bag. Ross and Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug your mom, be relaxed. Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe, Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, cure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. From your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Now
like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light, we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Ooh, 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 ooh. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your